Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Famine is ravaging the people of Yemen. What is the fundamental solution? Translated. Araya Newspaper, Issue 597, by Dr. Fa'ud al-Sabri, Wilaya, Yemen. The United Nations has warned that millions of Yemenis are on the brink of famine in the coming days due to continued funding shortages, restrictions on humanitarian aid delivery, and regional escalation. The Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, of the United Nations announced on the 24th of April 2026 the release of a report entitled, quote, 2026 Global Report on Food Crisis, unquote, which acute food insecurity and malnutrition remain alarmingly high as crises deepen, stating, quote, Yemen is facing alarmingly high levels of food insecurity, including projected pockets of populations in IPC Phase 5 catastrophe. The country's food security crisis is driven by a combination of factors including protracted conflict and insecurity, large displacement of people, economic collapse and shrinking income opportunities, and frequent climate shocks, combined with a sharp decrease in humanitarian assistance. The situation for vulnerable communities in four districts of Amran, Al-Hudaybah, and Hajja governorates is especially concerning, with 41,000 people expected to face IPC Phase 5 catastrophe conditions from September 2025. The coping capacity of most communities in Yemen is already severely overstretched. Immediate action is required to prevent a total collapse of livelihoods and a further deterioration of the food security situation, including rising starvation, unquote. The report added that more than 18.3 million people in the country are suffering from acute food insecurity at crisis level IPC Phase 3, including the largest number globally facing IPC Phase 4, or emergency food insecurity. The famine ravaging Yemen is not merely a natural disaster or the result of sheer mismanagement. It is a tragedy manufactured by the Western power struggle between America and Britain, waged through their regional and local proxies. For years, the Yemeni people have faced many crises, the most recent being the launch of Operation Decisive Storm in 2015, which worsened the situation. The fighting crippled the already fragile economy, halting salary payments, fueling unemployment, and causing the currency to collapse. The shocking figures underscore the scale of the catastrophe. UN reports at the time indicated a severe shortage of food and soaring prices for food and fuel, leading to food insecurity for approximately 80% of population in Yemen. The suffering extends beyond hunger to premature death. UNICEF reports confirm that nearly 63,000 Yemenis died in a single year from preventable causes, most of which were related to malnutrition. The rate of acute malnutrition among children has increased by 63% compared to 2015. The United Nations is involved in continuing the famine. It issues warnings and urgent appeals for donations from the world, yet fails to achieve its objectives. At the donor conference organized by Saudi Arabia and sponsored by the UN, with the participation of more than 130 countries, the conference failed to raise the required $2.41 billion. This is clear evidence of these entities' indifference to the suffering of the Yemeni people and their failure to offer any real solutions. The so-called, quote-unquote, solutions proposed by the UN have only exacerbated the situation and widened the conflict, serving the interests of the major powers. Yemen is a resource-rich country covering 555,000 square kilometers. It possesses numerous natural resources, including various mineral deposits, with oil, gas, and other minerals, fertile agricultural land, and a significant fishing industry. Yemen boasts a coastline of over 2,000 kilometers along the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and the Arabian Sea, and the Indian Ocean. This coastline is dotted with islands and bays, creating a suitable environment for over 350 species of fish and marine life. The country's territorial waters are home to 186 islands, each with its own unique topography, climate and environment. Most of these islands are located in the Red Sea, including Kamaran Island, the largest inhabited island in the Red Sea, the Hanish Islands, Archipelago, and Mayun Island, strategically located in the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, the southern gateway to the Red Sea. Among the most important islands in the Arabian Sea is the Socotra Archipelago. Socotra Island is the largest island in this archipelago, which also includes several other islands. Socotra Island is distinguished by its rich biodiversity with an estimated 680 plant species on land. The island has been converted by the Kufr West. Since the UAE's entry into Yemen, Socotra Island, Bab al-Mandab and Mocha have been strategic targets serving British interests. Yemen has fallen prey to agent rulers who have plundered its wealth and surrendered it to the West, and to a careful, disbelieving colonizer eager to devour everything in its path in the manner of capitalists. The only radical solution to the problem of Yemen, and indeed to all the problems of Muslims, is the establishment of the second Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was foretold by his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The current secular and capitalist systems are the root of the problem. Corrupt and impoverishing capitalist systems are the cause of misery, suffering, and famine due to the greed of capitalists and their eagerness to fill their pockets and bellies at the expense of lives and blood. O people in Yemen, O tribes of Yemen, the capitalist system imposed upon you is the cause of this calamity, and the country will continue to drown in a sea of poverty, hunger, and bloodshed, not because of a lack of resources, but because of its rulers' implementation of this brutal system and the international conflict surrounding it. Therefore, we call upon you to strive with Hizb ut-Tahrir to overthrow the agent regimes and establish the Khilafah on the method of the prophethood. Only through it will you and the Islamic Ummah regain your former glory, and famine will cease to be a spectre or a reality by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allahu khairan wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.